Let's read together 2 Chronicles chapters 27 and 28. In these chapters, we have the records of the reigns of good King Jotham of Judah in chapter 27 and the reign of wicked King Ahaz in chapter 28. Let's begin by reading 2 Chronicles chapter 27. Jotham was 25 years old when he became king, and he reigned 16 years in Jerusalem. And he did what was right in the sight of the Lord, according to all that his father Uzziah had done. But still the people acted corruptly. He built the upper gate of the house of the Lord, and he built extensively on the wall of Ophel. Moreover, he built cities in the mountains of Judah, and in the forests he built fortresses and towers. He also fought with the king of the Ammonites and defeated them. So Jotham became mighty, because he prepared his ways before the Lord his God. He was 25 years old when he became king, and he reigned 16 years in Jerusalem. So Jotham rested with his fathers, and they buried him in the city of David. Then Ahaz, his son, reigned in his place. Let's begin our study of this chapter, 2 Chronicles chapter 27, with some background notes. In 2 Chronicles chapter 26, we had the sad record of King Uzziah of Judah. He was a good king, and greatly blessed in all of his endeavors, but unfortunately, he became proud and overstepped his bounds and tried to also function as a priest. As a result of this proud and defiant act of insubordination, God had to discipline Uzziah with leprosy. Uzziah was a leper till the day of his death. Now here in chapter 27 of 2 Chronicles, we have the reign of Jotham, the son of Uzziah. He also was one of the eight good kings of Judah. In 2 Kings chapter 15, we learn that during Jotham's reign, the high places where the people wrongly sacrificed and burned incense were not removed. So there was no major revival during Jotham's reign, and the people continued to act corruptly, as we see here in verse 2 of chapter 27. But Jotham himself was a good king, and is here commended for his godly life. And that brings us then to our doctrinal point for 2 Chronicles chapter 27. Believers who order their lives before the Lord receive approval from the Lord. Believers who order their lives before the Lord receive approval from the Lord. Verse 6. So Jotham became mighty because he prepared his ways, or ordered his ways before the Lord his God. What does it mean to order your life before the Lord? It means that your whole walk of life takes God into account. Let's say you faithfully give 10% of your time and your talent and your money to the Lord, and then you do whatever you want for yourself with the other 90%. That is not ordering your life before the Lord. Ordering your life before the Lord means that the 90%, even though it is not directly given to the Lord, it is subject to the Lord and ordered in such a way as to bring glory to God. Your job, your home, your entertainment, and recreation can all be ordered before the Lord to bring glory to God and not just used for selfish gain and pleasure. Notice in this chapter how King Jotham was involved in building projects at the temple and on the wall of Ophel, that is the hill of ancient Jerusalem. Notice also how King Jotham was involved in war with Judah's enemies. In all of these endeavors, Jotham ordered everything before the Lord and did what was honoring to God. As a result, Jotham became mighty and got high marks from God himself. And so can we. Believers who order their ways before the Lord receive approval from the Lord. Practical application from 2 Chronicles chapter 27. Let's practice Philippians 2:15 as King Jotham did. Let's practice Philippians 2:15 as King Jotham did. Philippians 2:15 states that believers should shine as lights in this world in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation. That's what Jotham did. Even though the people all around him were acting corruptly, as we see in verse 2 of 2 Chronicles chapter 27, Jotham did not go with the flow. He went against the stream, and he did what was right. It can be done. on your campus, in your office, or on your job site. Let's practice Philippians 2:15 as King Jotham did. Let's continue reading 2 Chronicles chapter 28. Ahaz was 20 years old when he became king, and he reigned 16 years in Jerusalem. And he did not do what was right in the sight of the Lord, as his father David had done. For he walked in the ways of the kings of Israel and made molded images for the Baals. He burned incense in the valley of the son of Hinnom and burned his children in the fire, according to the abominations of the nations whom the Lord had cast out before the children of Israel. And he sacrificed and burned incense on the high places and on the hills and under every green tree. Therefore, the Lord his God delivered him into the hand of the king of Syria, who defeated him with a great slaughter. For Pekah, the son of Remaliah, killed 120,000 in Judah in one day, all valiant men, because they had forsaken the Lord God of their fathers. And the children of Israel carried away captive of their brethren 200,000 women, sons, and daughters. And they also took away much spoil from them and brought the spoil to Samaria. But a prophet of the Lord was there whose name was Oded. And he went out before the army that came to Samaria and said to them, "Look, because the Lord God of your fathers was angry with Judah, he has delivered them into your hand. But you have killed them in a rage that reaches up to heaven. And now you propose to force the children of Judah and Jerusalem to be your male and female slaves. But are you not also guilty before the Lord your God? Now hear me, therefore, and return the captives whom you have taken captive from your brethren, for the fierce wrath of the Lord is upon you." So the armed men left the captives and the spoil before the leaders and all the assembly. Then the men who were designated by name rose up and took the captives, and from the spoil they clothed all who were naked among them, dressed them and gave them sandals, gave them food and drink, and anointed them, and they let all the feeble ones ride on donkeys. So they brought them to their brethren at Jericho, the city of palm trees. Then they returned to Samaria. At that same time, King Ahaz sent to the kings of Assyria to help him. For again, the Edomites had come, attacked Judah, and carried away captives. The Philistines also had invaded the cities of the lowland and of the south of Judah. For the Lord brought Judah low because of Ahaz, king of Israel. For he had encouraged moral decline in Judah and had been continually unfaithful to the Lord. Also, Tiglath-Pileser, king of Assyria, came to him and distressed him and did not assist him. For Ahaz took part of the treasures from the house of the Lord, from the house of the king and from the leaders, and he gave it to the king of Assyria, but he did not help him. Now in the time of his distress, King Ahaz became increasingly unfaithful to the Lord, for he sacrificed to the gods of Damascus, which had defeated him, saying, "Because the gods of the kings of Syria helped them, I will sacrifice to them, that they may help me." But they were the ruin of him and of all Israel. So Ahaz gathered the articles of the house of God, cut in pieces the articles of the house of God, shut up the doors of the house of the Lord, and made for himself altars in every corner of Jerusalem. And in every single city of Judah, he made high places to burn incense to other gods and provoked to anger the Lord God of his fathers. So Ahaz rested with his fathers, and they buried him in the city of Jerusalem, but they did not bring him into the tombs of the kings of Israel. Then Hezekiah, his son, reigned in his place. Let's consider a few background notes for this chapter, 2 Chronicles chapter 28. We saw in 2 Chronicles chapter 27 that good King Jotham stood firm and did what was right in the midst of corrupt surroundings. Here in chapter 28, we see just the opposite with wicked King Ahaz. He not only went along with the corrupt surroundings, he promoted ungodliness. Now, one nice thing that we read about here in chapter 28 is that when the northern kingdom of Israel defeated Judah and carried off 200,000 women and children as captives, they stopped and listened and responded properly to a message from the Lord through a prophet of the Lord named Oded. God said that he had used the northern kingdom of Israel to discipline the kingdom of Judah, but they had gone too far in their plunder. God said that their rage reached up to heaven. Verse 9. So the leaders of Israel rightly fed and clothed the captives from Judah and brought them back to Jericho, even providing transportation for the feeble. Verse 15. So there is some good news in this chapter. But in reference to King Ahaz, it is all bad. And that brings us to our doctrinal point for 2 Chronicles chapter 28. Unbelievers who depart from the ways of the Lord provoke the Lord to anger. Unbelievers who depart from the ways of the Lord provoke the Lord to anger. In verse 25, as part of the summary of the life of wicked King Ahaz, we read that Ahaz provoked to anger the Lord God of his fathers. At the end of verse 6, we see why God was provoked to anger and why God allowed the Syrians to defeat Ahaz and carry away captives to Damascus, and why God allowed Pekah of the northern kingdom of Israel to defeat Judah in a war in which 120,000 troops were killed in one day. Verse 6, that's a huge loss. Think of it. Notice the reason at the end of verse 6. Because they had forsaken the Lord God of their fathers. Unbelievers who depart from the ways of the Lord provoke the Lord to anger. Throughout this chapter, we see how Ahaz departed from the ways of the Lord. He made molten, idolatrous images, verse 2. He burned incense to the foreign gods, verses 3 and 4. He actually practiced child sacrifice, verse 3. He sacrificed to the gods of Damascus, verse 23. He gave away temple treasures, verse 24. He closed the temple to the worship of the one true God, verse 24. He set up pagan altars in every city of Judah, verse 25. Is there any wonder why the Lord was provoked to anger? Yes, God does get angry, then and today. Psalm 7, verse 11 says that God is angry with the wicked every day. Unbelievers who depart from the ways of the Lord provoke the Lord to anger. What about the practical application from this chapter? Which way do you turn in your day of trouble? Which way do you turn in your day of trouble? Verse 22. Now, in the time of his distress, King Ahaz became increasingly unfaithful to the Lord. Ahaz was in a time of trouble. Syria and the northern kingdom of Israel were attacking and threatening Judah. The military treaty with Tiglath-Pileser of Assyria was falling apart. This was obviously the time to turn to the Lord. But Ahaz turned further away from the Lord and became increasingly unfaithful to the Lord. We know from 2 Kings chapter 16 that Ahaz had another altar built in the temple area like he had seen in Syria, and he sacrificed to the gods of Damascus. Which way do you turn in your day of trouble? Do you turn to the Lord and draw closer to him and find your strength and comfort in him? Or do you turn away from the Lord and become bitter and blame God and stay away from the fellowship of other believers, and try other gods to hopefully help you? Which way do you turn in your day of trouble?